Welcome to the Context Machine. This is episode 636. I'm Brian Jeffin.
Found drum. I'm Jeff Gambit. Please make sure to check us out at our new home, contextmachine.io.
We are kind of in a hurry today due to unforeseen timing circumstances. So, but we promise not to speed talk our way through the rest of the show. Can you imagine people who are like 2Xing us?
Yeah, that kind of nonsense? Actually, I can.
All right,
you remember that episode of Star Trek original series where the people had their metabolism sped up so much that they were like super fast?
Yes.
Yes, that's what people heard.
Yes, and it's super fast and so fast you can't even see them.
Yep.
Ridiculous concept, but I loved it.
It was a fun episode.
You can use contextmachine.io to reach out to us. You can find us on Mastodon and soon to be Threads. I still haven't done that. Your turn.
By the way, everyone, when you look at our show notes, you can find links to us on Threads. You're welcome, Brian.
Did you put that up? Did you create it?
I did. Oh, no, just us personally.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's right. Where I'm mostly hanging out these days. But you get the thing that tells about the sponsor.
I know. I will tell you about the sponsor. It's LinkedIn Jobs.
Yay!
Yeah.
And we'll tell you more about them in the show. And again, the palindrome 636.
I just love that we had a whole discussion about numeric palindromes once.
Yes, more than once.
Yeah.
All right, so the obvious topic for today is the fact that Apple is doing a media event on
October 30th,
and I have seen numerous images, and I actually don't know which ones are true. Does it say something about scary?
Yeah. Here's a crazy thing. Go to apple.com.
Yeah.
And if you scroll down, you'll see the Apple event link for October 30th, and the Apple logo morphs into a Finder logo.
Huh.
And the invites that went out said Scary Fest.
When does it do this morphing? Is that on the link or on the homepage?
You can watch it on the homepage, and I think it does it on the link page.
Yeah, it's not doing it on the homepage.
Click Learn More.
That is freaking cool.
Yeah.
That is freaking cool. I love that.
And that's this week's show.
Yeah.
How do you feel about watching a show at 5 or an Apple event at 5 p.m. Pacific time? Because that's when it'll be. You'll probably be awake.
Yeah, that's a much better time for me, to be honest. Just getting up at the crack of 10 a.m. is for the birds. By the way, I want you to. I would have done this ahead of time if I had actually seen this animation before.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I was immediately reminded of one thing.
Okay.
And that's my mute button.
That's an important thing to remember.
This right here. Look at this.
On an audio show. Yes, I'm looking.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're looking first. No.
Oh, I see what you just brought. Oh.
No.
Well, that's fun.
Did you? Okay, the preview in iMessage is not the right preview.
Right, but I clicked the link and I see what you intended me to see. Do you want to tell people what it is that you're seeing?
A gut pull drag on me into the chasm gaping we. Mirrors multi reflecting this between spunk stained sheet and odorous whim. It's Bauhaus.
Yeah, It looks surprisingly like Bauhaus. Also looks shockingly like the Finder logo.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's not...
like literally.
What? Bauhaus one?
No, the Apple thing.
Yes.
Oh, you're still talking about Bauhaus.
Yes.
You're right. The Bauhaus one does look very similar to the Apple Finder.
I mean, it's in principle, not in execution.
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah. So definitely go and check out this animation. If you haven't seen it, you do have to go to the event page, which is apple.com/apple-events.
And, or just go to apple.com and scroll down to where it says Apple event. The fact that you're not seeing it tells me that Apple serves a special version of the web page just to you, which makes sense because you are, after all, Brian.
It's not an animation for me. Oh, now it is. Okay, of course. Of course. That's great. Of course. And we'll also have a link to the Bauhaus album cover. This is like essentially Bauhaus's... this was designed in 22. I guess Bauhaus, the band, sort of usurped this. I did not realize that. Anyway, Bauhaus is an art form, of course, as I'm sure you know. But it is the emblem of the German art school Bauhaus, designed by Oskar Schlemmer in 1922. It was reused by members of Bauhaus in the 80s for promoting their music via posters and record sleeves.
Also a typeface.
For that image?
No, Bauhaus.
No, I'm talking about that image, though.
Yeah, just keep up.
All right, sorry. Anyway, sorry to go off on my Bauhaus kick, but I am reminded.
You know, I like that you went to Bauhaus with that.
Sure. Let's go with that. All right. So we've got, this is clearly going to be a Mac event, and the rumors went from like, nope, no Macs this fall to, well, it looks like we're going to get some M3 Macs, some M3 MacBook Pros.
No M3 MacBook Pro. What? MacBook Pro got a big refresh 10 months ago.
Yeah.
They're not going to refresh it now.
That's what the folks are saying.
Yeah. Well, they should listen to me.
Okay. What do you think it's going to be?
I think we will get an iMac refresh.
Okay.
It might be M2 processors. Maybe M3. I'm not convinced we're going to get an M3 processor announcement with whatever gets announced, but I mean, it's totally possible. But yeah, I think new, much faster iMacs than we've had since they went to the M processors, because they haven't been updated.
Right.
So we're due for that. Do you want to hear my crazy harebrained idea?
Sure.
Sure you do.
Yes.
Okay, what if, because Apple has been really pushing for a stronger position in the gaming space, we get a new Apple TV that has horsepower to compete on some level with gaming consoles? It wouldn't be the only announcement. It would just be... like, hey, here's these iMacs, and check out what we're doing to Apple TV. Totally harebrained, crazy, out there idea.
They're signaling. They're virtually signaling Apple. This being a Mac event, though, right?
Okay. So what did they virtually signal with the Wonderlust?
Well,
yeah.
No, but that's not the point.
The point is that it's
not nebulous does not somehow make the fact that the fact that something was nebulous does not mean that this thing that is not nebulous is nebulous. Stay with me.
Nebula. That's what I'm picking up on. Nebula. Okay. So I'm with you. New iMac, I think that's pretty much a given. But where I was going with the whole Wonderless thing was just because Apple gives us something that just because Apple gives us a graphic for a media event doesn't necessarily mean that it has significance for the event. It just might be a cool graphic.
Okay, but look, in this case, you. I hear you. I hear you and agree with you.
It's an iMac. That's what it is. It's an iMac.
I agree with you that there is inherently, like, we spend all this time and effort to read the tea leaves of these media event invites. And it's largely, you know, an exercise in mental masturbation, for sure. But this one is very specifically, this is going to be a Mac event.
So I agree with you.
I have a difficult time believing that Apple is going to make a major gaming-related announcement for Apple TV when they're doing this.
Well, I did say it was a totally crazy, harebrained, out there idea. And I think the likelihood of that happening is super, super low. I love the idea.
Well, but
it's an iMac. That's what we're getting.
All right. So I would like to point out that Mark Gurman, whom I adore. I respect the crap out of this
guy. Who no longer matters. You can say who.
No.
Yeah, English has evolved.
No.
I know. It's horrible to hear.
Look, the thing is, the Oxford comma actually enhances understanding.
I agree. I will Oxford comma to my dying day.
Because it is better, not because it is the rule. I am, believe it or not, I know that you're going to find this difficult to believe. I am trying to cast aside my pedantry ways.
I am sorry. I did not mean that laugh to come out.
That's fair. But I mean, because I have, for one thing, realized that a lot of the rules that I get hung up about were put in place by folks who wanted to look down upon other people.
But yes.
In addition to that, the biggest thing that hit me upside the head was that the rules that I cling to were once changes to the rules. And, you know, I'm just effectively picking an arbitrary time to be pedantic about.
You know, arbitrary that, point that was time. A big problem for me as well for a long time.
Right. So I definitely still have a pedantic side to me for sure. But my point is that with the Oxford comma, it enhances understanding. It improves the communication that you are trying to do. There are times when someone has not used an Oxford comma and you have to stop and take time and decide whether or not it is something and something, or if it's something and something. And that's ridiculous. You shouldn't do that. If you just use the freaking Oxford comma, you would solve that issue. So anyway, my point is this.
We both need to go back to our doctors and have our meds reevaluated.
Yes.
I think that's the point.
That's probably true. Mark Gurman, who I respect immensely and whom I adore, is saying that it will be these new MacBook Pro models, the code names or number names of J514 and J516, so whatever, and that they will probably include M3 Pro and M3 Max chips.
You know, most of the time when Mark Gurman says, hey, here's what I'm predicting, I just roll with that as accepted, because he has very solid sources. Yeah,
unlike Ming Chi Rongan Kuo.
And but in this case, I'm questioning, because of how recently we got a big refresh to the MacBook Pro, if this is correct.
Well, I'll also throw in that we usually get the M3 before the M3 Pro or Max. At the very least, we get the M3 and the M3 Pro, and then the M3 Max comes along later,
and,
too.
And we have seen new processors show up in consumer machines before Pro machines.
Right, usually. Usually, since Apple's been doing this, that's the way it's gone. But maybe this is, I mean, I am, this prediction from Gurman surprises me, but my my reaction is not to just dismiss it.
Yeah, see, this is why I'm torn.
Yep, that's fair. And I'm you know, I'm also wondering if Apple just kind of wanted to get past the M2, because the M2 wasn't as much of a increase as the M1 was.
Maybe. But I have a feeling that, I don't know, if you bought an M2 MacBook Pro, you, I think, are still under the purchase AppleCare protection, not the extended AppleCare protection. So within the 1 year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it came out in January. So that means that that just standard, I just bought the thing AppleCare, hasn't even expired on these computers, and they would already be replaced with new models.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, he is saying that, he's also saying, so by the way, this is coming courtesy of 9to5 Mac, who did the reporting. Ben Lovejoy did the reporting. I like Ben too. He is, Mr. Gurman is also saying that, that we will in fact get new iMacs, and that they will probably skip the M2 and jump straight from an M1 to an M3. So if that's the case, we could be seeing the M3 and the M3 Pro and the M3 Max all at once. And that makes more sense than Apple coming out with just the Pro and the Max first.
I agree. That, yeah.
All right.
That would make a lot more sense.
Now, before we get into trouble, I'm going to tell you about LinkedIn Jobs.
Please.
LinkedIn Jobs is the place to go when you're looking to hire, because hiring is hard. I think we got the news that the GDP grew like 5% and unemployment's holding at 3.5%. I mean, the economy's banging, and finding help can be hard, and finding the right help can be harder. That's where LinkedIn Jobs comes in, because with LinkedIn Jobs, you get all the tools that you need to be able to attract the right people to apply for your jobs, and also to be able to filter out the people that you want. So LinkedIn Jobs, first of all, gives you the purple hashtag hiring frame, which is added to your LinkedIn profile, so that anyone seeing your profile is going to immediately see that you're hiring, which is very useful. Mm-hmm. They've got simple tools like screening questions that make it easy to focus on the candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview. And of course, the biggest thing is that dashboard that gives you quick access to all of the people that you want, and all of your job listings too. And it is a very useful tool for being able to hire. And I love that they're sponsoring us, and I love that I get to talk about it. So LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/ACM. That's linkedin.com/ACM to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We very much appreciate their sponsorship.
Yes, we do. Thank you, LinkedIn Jobs.
All right. So we have already gotten Sonoma. So obviously that won't be unveiled. Oh, by the way, I have, I personally am experiencing a major issue with Sonoma. And that is, this is the newest version of macOS, macOS Sonoma.
macOS Wine Country.
Or Wine Country, as Jeff likes to call it. When I send files from my Mac in iMessage, they don't arrive. They look like they arrive, but they don't arrive. I can't tell you how many things I've sent to Jeff, and then, like, he doesn't ever say anything because he didn't get it.
Well, it's so cool.
Yeah, it, you know, it could be, too, that he's kind of blowing me off. But anyway, that's not the point. I finally called AppleCare yesterday, and kind of as expected, they told me that it is a bug in Sonoma without actually saying this. They told me that that there's an update coming that should solve this.
Okay.
And she specifically said, you know, we just got the iOS update, like, you know, the iOS update that just came out a couple days ago.
And there was a Sonoma update that came out alongside it.
She said there's another one coming because it ain't happened yet.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to the Brian patch for macOS Wine Country.
Yeah, same, because it's super annoying because I've got to, you know, I'm doing all this book stuff, right? And so I'm a consensus builder. So I've got to, like, ask everybody and their brother, what do you think of this? And
fair.
So I've got to, like, send the files to my iPad or iPhone. And then I actually, this is my workflow recently. I send it on iMessage, wait a few hours, wonder why the hell no one's saying anything. And they go, oh, God, that's right. I can't do this. And then send them to my iPhone or iPad and then upload them onto iMessage again. Super annoying. But
anyway. At least you have a workflow.
Yeah, at least it's a workflow, you know. And I'm excited. I've got my chapter ornament and my...
I like your chapter ornament a lot.
And you saved me from using the wrong version of my scene separators.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad I was able to help.
You know, what you didn't say, though, was the fact that the... the scene separator, and then there's two little arms that I added to it, but they're not even. I'm surprised you didn't catch that.
Oh, well, to be fair, I was offering you advice while I was on a live podcast.
as it should be.
As one does.
As one does, and as, you know, because I needed it right then.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway,
so we're getting closer to your book launch, and I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, maybe this weekend.
Maybe. Awesome.
Or certainly by Tuesday. I'm hoping.
Okay.
I feel like I'm jinxing it, but anyway. Okay, man, I think that's going to be it. So let's do that. And then I'll say that is this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to add or comment, you can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on all the socials at GeekTales. I'm most likely to see it on Threads, maybe Instagram. And Jeff, where are you?
I'm Jay Gamut everywhere. Mostly Mastodon, but I'm working at being more active on Threads.
Yeah, you have been. That's good. And our bandwidth is provided by CashFly, the basses by Dr. Boom, recorded just for the show. And that is all for this week. And we're out.
Oh, wait, and thanks.
Yeah,
LinkedIn
thanks.
Jobs.
Yes, thank you.